Heart Be at Peace, the latest novel from writer Donal Ryan, has won the prestigious Orwell Prize for Political Fiction. A book of 21 different characters, or as Jim Crace, the chair of the jury panel, put it, 21 perfectly pitched voices. It's set a decade after Donal's acclaimed first published novel, The Spinning Heart, launched him as a significant new voice. That novel was Booker Prize listed, it won a rake of other awards, and it's on the Leaving Cert English curriculum. On this programme earlier, Minister for Finance, Pascal Donoghue, called him and his writing masterful. Donal Ryan, good morning. Congratulations.
Hi, how are you doing? Thank you so much.
A fantastic achievement, the Orwell Prize. Did you have a great night?
It was really enjoyable. No, it really was. And I don't always relish those types of situations because it can be kind of a little bit high pressure at times, but it was lovely. It was so relaxed and quite emotional. You know, Victoria Molina won the overall prize for her book, Looking at Women, Looking at War, posthumously. She was killed nearly 2 years ago by a Russian bomb in a restaurant in Ukraine. And so it's, it was just, you know, it's, that's so horrific, but it was kind of a, an emotional but quite uplifting moment when her husband, the publisher, accepted her award.
Was it? Yeah. Very, very, very moving indeed. It's the prize for political fiction. Would you think of yourself as a political writer?
No, I mean, I never would have sat down thinking, okay, I'm going to make a political statement here now overtly, but I suppose when you write about ordinary people and ordinary lives, or so-called ordinary people, and how the world, how they exist in the world and how things affect them, you know, it is going to have a political resonance, or just a resonance in how people, you know, think about their lives and the lives of most people. Because I think, you know, the themes I write about are fairly universal. They're set in a fairly specific place. It's almost always North Tipperary, a kind of fictionalized version of my home place. But I do think that most people reading the books would feel some kind of resonance.
It is the voice of Tipperary, and I often hear that myself, but it's a universal voice as well. Do you describe this latest book, Heart Be at Peace, as a sequel or a companion piece to your first published book, The Spinning Voice? I know you've been at The Spinning Heart. You've been asked about this before, but how do you see it?
Oh, yeah, well, the kind of official phrase that the publishers use is a standalone companion piece, because it is, I think, it's important for people to know that they don't have to have read Spinning Heart to kind of enjoy or to follow Heart Be at Peace. But they are, I mean, in a way, they are books that people can find a little bit hard to follow at times because there are so many voices. But my ambition for the books was that it would give a kind of impression of a place at a certain time. And that the links between people didn't really matter, that, you know, we're all connected anyway. And so these people are all kind of in the same milieu, having the same universal experience, but reacting in different ways to what's going on in the world. But it was, I mean, they're very enjoyable books to write because the voices can be kind of clamoring, and they, you know, they kind of go into the page very easily because they're very familiar voices. You know, they're voices of people I know and love.
Yeah, and voices that we all know and love indeed, Donal. Heart Be at Peace. Tell me about your late mum Anne's influence on you in deciding to write the companion piece.
Absolutely. No joke at all. Ma'am, she worked in Tesco's for years, Nina, and she loved that job. And people asked her over and over again. People would come to her till at Tesco's, and they'd queue for ages to ask ma'am about characters in Spinning Heart. And it'd be really serious. You'd lean down and say, Anne, how is Bobby Mann? Well, you ask Donal, where's Bobby now and how's he getting on? Because people seem to really genuinely worry about Bobby in particular. Because I suppose at the end of the Spinning Heart, it's not quite clear that Bobby is fine. I left a kind of ambiguity there, not quite on purpose, but it kind of worked in a way. But ma'am would often say, will you just write a sequel to The Spinning Heart so people know, because it's not fair on people.
She wanted to know, and we all wanted to know what had happened to those characters, you know, and they're not difficult to follow at all, you know, in the writing. You combine what you do as a writer with lecturing as well in English and creative writing in UL. Does that help you, or is that about giving back?
It does help, for sure, because my first few books, you know, I didn't consider the act of writing very closely. I just did it. But for the books after I started to write or to work as a teacher of creative writing, I started to consider what I was doing more closely and really, you know, thinking about how best tell a story, not just kind of winging it. And I think it helped. I think I definitely developed as a writer myself. But the thing about it is, like, you can't say to anybody, this is how you do it. Everybody's different. Everyone's ambition for their own writing is different. Everyone's voice is different. Even their physical way of writing is different. For every student you meet, you know, you have to kind of change your approach, and you have to listen very closely to what people are saying, what they want to get out of any kind of course in creative writing. So it's a very individual thing for people. But for me, it really helped me to, I think, definitely become a better writer.
On the blurb on the front of Heart Be at Peace, Jan Carson says every sentence seems to sing, and I think that's a great description of the book itself. But rather than me, you know, rather than me reading a blurb and describing what it's about, tell us what it's about.
Well, it's a village. People are living in a village in North Tipperary. It's a fictionalized version of my hometown, and the main character, Bobby Mahon, is intensely worried about the drug trade in the town. And this leads to kind of a mounting tension throughout the book that has a conflagratory kind of ending. So the whole book really, the tension just mounts and mounts. And that really was my intention, just to wind tension up kind of gently, but you know, throughout the book, so that, you know, because you always want to write a page turner. You want your reader to want to know what's going to happen on the next page. And the challenge of having one story told by many voices really was what kind of propelled me through as a writer, because it can be quite challenging. But I do think it's a rewarding read.
And that backdrop of, you know, the drugs trade, and we're back to the politics here now, and I suppose all life is politics in many ways. Were you influenced by what you were seeing around you and what seeing around you, what you hear on the campus in UL?
Absolutely. And both books, Spinning Heart and Heart Be at Peace, are kind of mired in my own experience. Like, I really was bearing witness to the world around me. You know, I was kind of walking the walk at the time. And absolutely, I mean, in Heart Be at Peace, it's a problem that attends all towns, rural areas, cities, campuses, everywhere. And it's become so open. That's what's shocking to me in the last few years, is that it's so visible now. Whereas we all knew it was a drugs trade always, but it was always kind of occluded. It was in the dark, shadowy corners. But now it's right out on the street, in housing estates and on the road. It's amazing.
Yeah. What comes next, Donal? There was talk, was there, of a sequel, or were you trying out for a sequel to Queen of Dirt Island?
Yeah. I actually wrote one that I really like. But, you know, not all books are successful commercially. Not all books will make it through, you know, and you have to kind of make mistakes as a writer, I think, to move forward. So, you know, I think nearly every writer will have those unpublished novels somewhere in their drawer and on their hard drive, and that kind of will wait for another day to see the light.
Is there one on the way?
There is, yeah. I just finished a novel, so we're just in the editing stage, so it should be out next August.
All right, well, we look forward to that. Masterful Pascal Donoghue said we'd all agree with him. Congratulations, Donal Ryan.
Thank you so much.
On winning the Orwell Prize. It's 9:01.